Advisory Insights podcast. Today, we have an industry expert. Before I get into introductions, I know she is so busy. And one thing we're going to do is we are going to really drill down with Dr. Sharon Abrahams on young law firm partner relationships. Now, her bio is extensive. I don't have 30 minutes to in the bio, but she's going to briefly outline, but I want to tell you, big law experience, 30 years experience. I know I'm giving a little bit away here. Massive information from all sorts of resources. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Dr. Sharon Abrahams. Welcome to our podcast. I apologize it's taking me so long to get you on our podcast, but I really want to find out what you are doing with young partner law firm relationships. And before we jump in, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Thank you, Stuart, so much. And I'm glad we finally found a time where we could get together and have this discussion about young partners. Well, as Stuart said, I'm Sharon, and I've been in the legal profession for 30 years, and I have done everything that's involved in a lawyer's life cycle. That's from the moment they walk out of law school, and by the way, I do stuff at law schools too, all the way through retirement, right? Or termination. I deal with those issues as well, but it's really the entire life cycle of the lawyers. And one of the sweet spots that I've really spent a lot of time focusing on, I'm doing a survey right now on this topic as well, is what happens when that senior associate knows that they're up for partner and they become partner, and now what? And that's what the Young Partner Accelerator is all about. And it comes from actually doing programs in law firms for the past 20 years for firms that had incoming classes. So five or more new partners, and they would run a program, or five or more potential new partners, and they would run a program, an orientation, you could call it, an onboarding, you could call it. And it dawned on me that there's a lot of law firms who don't have someone in-house to do this. They don't have the time, the effort, the energy. And that's why I created it, so that it's all ready to go. And all they have to do is send somebody to the program, and they will walk away with all the knowledge that they need to, now, you know, hit the ground running.
But your bio is short. I knew it. So I'm going to tell them a little bit more about this bio here, right?
Okay.
So three national law firms, big law, onboarding, integration, mentoring, three books for the American Bar Association, numerous articles for Thomson Reuters and American Legal Media. I'm not done yet. 130 articles and 300 seminars. Did I leave anything out?
I'm exhausted.
and you should be. And you should be. Well, I wanted to really share what you're doing, because, look, it's hard enough to be an attorney. It's even harder from going to associate to partner, which is a whole different world. So you're doing something fascinating, and I really want to find out more about this. So tell me about what you're doing. You've got a Young Partners Accelerator. It's a massive, and I looked at the registration, and I looked at the speakers. You're putting together a two-day program with amazing speakers on October 20th and 21st in Chicago. Tell me what prompted all that, because it's just such, there's nothing out there like that.
Yes. And of course, before I decided to do it, I did that research. And as you said, I've authored books and articles. So I do know how to do my research to find out if these things have happened before. It really, came from, I've been involved in going to lots of conferences and seminars, a managing partner group that I know Stuart has been to as well. And we talk a lot about what's happening with the associates, what's happening with partners and retention, succession planning. And there's just a lot of discussion. And it dawned on me that it starts at the beginning. And if we don't get people, and I'm going to say trained up, and I'm just going to say training, even though this is a workshop, it really is training. It's giving these senior associates and junior partners that have already made it to partner information and hearing from, as you said, we've got really top-notch clients coming to talk about, you know, what they expect from young partners. It's giving them the information they need that they could go back to their firms for two reasons, and do two things. One, excel in their own career. They know more what they need to do to be successful themselves. But the second part of that is to take concepts and ideas back to their firm to say, okay, firm, we need to make some changes. We need to do some things to continue to move forward with, you know, not just the practice of law, but keeping up with things like AI, right? And keeping up with technology and keeping up with what young people want today in the practice. Listen, Stuart, I kind of think I know your age range, and it ain't your daddy's law firm or your law firm.
College, but I'm a young guy.
Yes, and I've been in law for 30 years, and I started when I was 10.
Yeah, you raised a great point. So, and I picked this up from what you just said in some other publications. At the end of the day, aren't young law partners essentially self-employed?
Yes. Yes. And they don't understand themselves. That. I'm sorry, I talked over you. I didn't hear what you said.
So, I mean, to the point, they have to be accountable to themselves and to the firm.
Yes. And that's why if they walk away with ideas of how to propel themselves in their own career, and let's back up for a minute, because when we say a junior partner, depending on the firm, they could be equity partners and they could be the non-equity partner or what some firms call income partner. They could be. And even if they're in that category, they need to start thinking of themselves as equity partners so that they are living the life and having the practice that they need that will drive the firm to make them equity partner in whatever time frame they might be in that interim role, which sometimes is only 2 to 3 years. So you, what is it? You got to walk the talk, right? Is that it? Yep. You got to walk the talk. Act like you know what you're doing.
Right. So I'm sort of jotting down those. In your experience, why do so many young law firm partners, big and small, have really performance concerns regarding management and revenue generation and client relations? What are they just not trained?
Yes, they're not trained. And here's the difference. Back in the day, and I'm going to say, you know, 30 years ago in law, and I really did start back in the day, there was more time. You know, everything is so fast now that a young lawyer could sit in on a phone call or, you know, a teleconference or an actual client meeting and learn at the knee, right? You know, law used to be an apprenticeship in the United States, and it changed, and it's still apprenticeship over, you know, in Europe and all of that. They still do it that way. They got to watch and learn from another person. We are too fast now. In just the technology advancements that people don't have a chance to learn. So client relations, they're not seeing what you, Stuart, would say to your clients, right? And how you deal with a client, how you deal with a difficult client, how you deal with a lovely client. They're not learning at the knee, at your knee. So part of the Young Partner Accelerator is we address some of these things and say, okay, you don't necessarily have a mentor in your firm.
Right.
All right. This is what you need to do even without a mentor. I always tell people find a mentor. Even if your firm doesn't have an official mentoring program, still find a mentor. We all need mentors, and they don't even have to be in your law firm. That's another point. It could be a lawyer at another firm. It could be somebody, it could be a client. A client can mentor you. So it's a lack of training because we're moving so fast that people don't get to learn through osmosis, right? They're not just rub it up next to somebody. Oh, you can't rub up next to anybody anymore. But you know what I meant. Yep. It's not rubbing off on you from somebody else.
It's in reality, you know, especially with COVID and everything and remote work now, and the culture is hard. And so, you know, do young partners really, really, really understand their role of being a partner, you know, as far as business development, you know, and client client strategies and firm strategies, and I don't think they do, but you have much more experience on that side than I do.
It really, I'm going to use a lawyer line. It depends.
There you go.
Because it depends on the firm. Some firms are really good at sharing strategic plan, you know, the direction that the firm is moving on, and they want all the lawyers to be rowing in the same direction. But other law firms don't actually share that information. So how does a young lawyer know if they're on target? Let me just give you an exact example. Yeah. I was working with a young partner at a large firm who was very interested in doing nursing home law. They had a personal interest in it. Something had happened in their family, and they became passionate about it. And they're moving along in that area, and they were an income partner. And at some point, the firm said, "Why are you doing this? We don't want you to do this type of law. We're not going to support you in this, and you'll never make partner."
Wow.
And wow. That person left that firm and became very successful at another law firm. What a waste of effort and energy, right?
Wow. Yeah.
First, had the young partner known that it wouldn't be embraced by the firm, maybe, and it was a she wouldn't have invested all this time in those 2 years to get to equity partner. She could have left and done it somewhere else. Or maybe she wouldn't have chosen to go into it. We don't know the answer to it, but because firms don't always communicate information, let's just talk about money, right? Just how firms make money. A lot of law firms don't actually address that. I have a speaker from Thomson Reuters coming to the Young Partner Accelerator Program to talk about how law firms make money. Who better than Thomson Reuters? This is what they do. This is what they study and they analyze, right?
Yeah.
So wow. You know, I'm thrilled to have them come. And I think the session's called Money In, Money Out, you know?
what other kind of guests are you having there? I mean, in fact, you got Thomson Reuters, which, you know, I think I read everything they write as far as a legal profession, right? And it's all, of course, it's all colored in, you know, it's all printer, you know, color printing, which is expensive that I print out because black and white is not good enough. Got to go as far as Thomson Reuters stuff. But who else is going to be there? That's fascinating.
So our client panel, which is important for young attorneys, as well as young partners, to actually hear from clients. Now, I have big, big name clients. I've got Google coming, and I've got TransUnion, and I have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee coming, all companies that everybody in the US has actually heard of. But you may think, well, Sharon, a small firm wouldn't have these big clients. You're right, they may not, but every client is the same. They want the same thing,
right?
They want attention. They want to look good to their bosses. I don't care if it's the mom and pop hardware store, right? They still want the same thing. So we're going to hear from this panel, and they're going to share some of their experiences. They're going to throw out some interesting stories that they have of things that went well, things that didn't go so well, so that we can learn from them. And just embrace that. So again, when they go back to their firms, they're going to be like, all right, as a firm, maybe this is a new standard that we need to implement because it's critical for our clients. And it could be anything, you know.
It sounds like not only young law firm partners, but partners in general.
Yes. Yes.
Clients are clients.
Clients are clients. And when I do law firm retreats, and I actually host quite a few law firm retreats, one of the things that I always tell the firm that I'm doing the retreat for is we want a client panel of your clients and hear directly from your clients, because it's important. It's the same reason why I advise firms to do client surveys, so that you know how you're doing with your clients.
But no, you published an article and I read it, Ownership Mentality. Do young partners not have enough ownership mentality? And what did that whole article, I mean, it certainly meant something to me, but what was the purpose of that article? Because we all hear about owning it, accountability, you know, do the best you can, but ownership mentality, whether you're in hardware or legal, it's hard to find.
Right. But let's do a little bit of a comparison. Let's do hardware. All right. You and I, Stuart, you and I are going to open a hardware store, right?
We're
And
going to go to work really quick. That's really quick. Really quick.
We're gonna open a hardware store. It'll get bought out by a bigger company. But we're gonna open a hardware store, and we're both partners of that store. We are gonna hold each other accountable. I get there early, and you do the closing, and I do inventory, and you do the books, and we divide up the responsibilities. And at the end of the day, we wanna be partners and we wanna work together. Sounds very simple. Now, a firm, I don't care if it has five partners or 500 partners, makes somebody an equity partner. How do I, as a young person, feel that I fit into that? Well, in a smaller firm, they may feel more connected because they might have a closer relationship. But if you're a firm that has 50 partners or more, and I'll just say, or more than 50, it's hard for you to have a personal relationship with all 50 and to feel that they are holding you accountable, or that you would even hold yourself accountable to them. It starts getting lost, right? And so accountability has to come from within. And what happens is it just doesn't happen. Law firms have an issue with holding each other accountable. Lawyers, partners have an issue with that because, oh, Stuart, he's got an issue here or issue there, so we can't ride him too hard. And then Sarah over there has got something else. And so, our hardware store won't open if we continue to make excuses for us not carrying our weight. And so what happens in law is that the younger partners don't know what's expected of them. So they're not carrying their weight, not because they don't want to, but they don't know because it hasn't been communicated. Sometimes it has. Business development numbers typically are communicated. You have to have $1 million before we make you a partner, or $300,000 before we make you a partner. It may be you need to bring in two new clients a year. There may be some things around business development or actual dollars. But it's all the other stuff that makes the ownership mentality. That's the unwritten expectations. And those are topics we're going to address at the Young Partner Accelerator because those are just as important.
Wow, I got a lot of analyzing to do. Just in a 20-minute conversation, I'm like, gosh, I'm back to the drawing board. I'm back to the drawing board. Well, I tell you, in our 20-minute podcast, it's amazing what you've shared. It's amazing what you're doing for the young partners. So how do they, one, reach you? Two, how do they register for this fascinating program, which I really didn't know much about as far as guests and those kind of things. So it's fascinating to learn that, whether you're Google or the hardware store, y'all got it's the same concerns, clients are clients, which is fascinating. So how do our listeners get in touch with you, and how do they register for this Young Partners Accelerator program?
So we have a website that it goes into more details and actually lists all the other speakers that we have. We have a woman from Northwestern who talks about innovation within the practice. We have a firm that actually has implemented some innovation. They have a client experience department. How's that? So that's our client-centric panel. And the whole thing is incredibly interactive. You are not going to sit and listen to speakers. Everything is interactive. You will be involved in conversations. You'll be learning, writing stuff down, and have takeaways. To join us, though, you do have to go to our website, and it's Young Partners Accelerator. There's an S at the end of partners, Young Partners Accelerator. The address is ypaccelerators.com. So, and I think, Stuart, maybe you'll be able to share that with, however you're going to share the video, you can share that as well. But it's ypaccelerators.com, and you just register through there. And I will share with you, we only have 45 seats because we want this small, intimate, really good conversations with our panelists and drilling down and all of that. So we're very excited. It's going to be a tight group. And
Wow.
afterwards, we're going to keep the group going with probably monthly Zoom calls for anybody who wants to. to keep the conversation going.
That's fascinating. Wow. And how? What's the number they can reach you at? What's your phone
number?
Oh,
yes. 70, yeah, right. My phone number. Oh, and we now have to say plus one, right? We're the only country that didn't have to do that. I am plus 1-786-252-8004. And that's directly to me. And I'm happy to help anybody answer questions. And if a young partner listens to this and they want a letter that is the justification for the firm supporting them attend, I have that letter written for you. So you don't even have to write it.
Is there anything that you want to add regarding what we haven't talked about or the ownership mentality? Is there anything you want to add in closing?
I think that the most important thing is law firms right now are focused on retention, and engagement. If you say to a soon-to-be partner, somebody you know that you're going to make partner maybe in 2024, or somebody who made partner this year who maybe isn't doing as well as you thought they would do, this becomes a tool that a firm can use to say to that attorney, we value you, we want you to stay part of the team, and we're going to make this investment in you and send you to the Young Partner Accelerator in Chicago.
That's a great point. Investment. That's a great point. That's a lost art in investing in people. So Sharon, thank you so much. Amazing information. I'm so happy that you're on. I know you're very busy. I'm sorry it's taking us 4 months to get you on. So in closing, again, my name is Stuart Overman, Advisory Insights Podcast, and we look forward to putting this out to our attorneys and colleagues. Sharon, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Stuart.